Bob, what did Joe Esposito do for Elvis? He was in the Memphis Mafia, and...
In a nutshell, sorry about that. In a nutshell, that's Tim McWilliams calling. In a nutshell, Elvis met Joe Esposito in the Army. After the Army, when they were still friends, he offered him a job. He was started out as like Elvis's accountant, and then became what was known as the foreman, whatever that means.
Kind of the manager.
Yeah, the head guy, and also he was one of Elvis's best men at his wedding.
And now the story of what happened the day Elvis died. Never before heard on this show or anywhere.
Very good.
Joe Esposito.
August 16, 1977. I was there at the house in the afternoon around 2 o'clock. A phone call comes from upstairs on the intercom. He says, Joe, come up here. I need you right away. So I ran upstairs. I go into the bathroom, and I see Elvis on the floor. He fell off from the commode. His face was buried into the carpeting, and I bent down real quick, and I touched him, and he was rigor mortis had set in. So I turned him over real quick. I pulled up his pajamas bottoms and laid down, and grabbed the phone real quick. There's a phone on the wall right next to the commode. And
pulled up his pajama bottoms.
And I said, we need an ambulance at Graceland. There's a story that says I gave Elvis mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. I did not give Elvis mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. No, you couldn't. His mouth was closed shut. At that point, things were starting to happen. Vernon was in the office. He came up to the bathroom. He came in and he started, you know, saying, Elvis, Elvis, you know, don't leave us, you know, just hang in there. And meanwhile, Al got a hold of Dr. Nick. He was on his way to Graceland. The ambulance shows up. It seemed like it took forever for the ambulance to get there. And it was Charlie Hodge, Dr. Nick, and myself went to the hospital with Elvis. The ride to the hospital seemed like it took forever, too. And Dr. Nick was trying to talk to Elvis, so, you know, stay, hang in there. And he had the, whatever that bottle was, with the oxygen over his mouth, hoping that could revive him. Took him on a stretcher and took him into the emergency room real quick. And they stopped me and Charlie from coming in there. Dr. Nick went in there, and they escorted Charlie and I to another room.
Good old Doc Nick.
20 minutes later, Dr. Nick came into the room where we were, and he walked there. He said, Elvis is gone.
A lot of times after rigor mortis sets in, oxygen doesn't do much good.
Yeah.
You're an idiot.
That's all I'm thinking.
It was hard. And Dr. Nick said, don't
take... Let me point out, before everybody starts getting all buttery on this, that this crying and stuff, we located this tape on a DVD that's produced and owned and sold by Joe Esposito.
Ah, very good.
So it's not like this is a third party.
You understand what I'm saying? What an idiot. I mean, he's saying he didn't get rigor mortis and set in.
He couldn't open his mouth.
So to get while they're talking to him, he's dead, right? It takes a couple hours or so for rigor mortis to set in.
And they put the oxygen mask on his mouth.
On his mouth, and he's dead.
Well, maybe they're right.
But at least he pulled out his pajama bottom.
Well, that's what he did
first. But he didn't knock his teeth out, and he didn't give him mouth to mouth.
Well, that's what he says here. He didn't knock his teeth out, but he told Patsy, whoever Patsy was in the Memphis Mafia, that he did. I stand by the fact that he did. This is revisionist.
And he walked and he said, Elvis is gone. And,
yeah, work him up now.
It was hard.
Work him up, Joe.
And, Dr. Nick said, don't say anything to anybody yet. I'm going to go back to the house and tell Vernon before he hears it on the news.
You're going to be able to make a lot of money off this, Vernon.
There, and they took Dr. Nick out to the hospital. I'm out to the house. And, meanwhile, I got on the phone called Priscilla to tell her that Elvis is gone.
Hello, Priscilla. This is Joe. He come down with something.
He come down with unexpected. Yeah.
He come down with rigor mortis.
So you think that he's lying, Rob, when he says he didn't give him mouth to mouth? You've read all those.
I think that. I misspoke before as I was thinking back. I think the paramedics knocked Elvis's teeth out to clear his windpipe.
Okay.
Which is the story we were getting.
Yeah,
I don't think Joe did.
Okay. All right.
But I know that Elvis is toothless.
Right.
Even as we speak.
Hello.
Hound dog.
He come down with something. Hello. But we put the oxygen mask on his mouth.
So I called Colonel Parker in Portland, Maine, and got him on the phone.
Colonel Parker, your best poodle's dead.
Oh, God.
And that's another lie, because it's pretty well known that when Joe called Colonel, and Joe and Colonel were pretty close, Colonel's quote was, business as usual.
And told him what
that
happened.
What he said?
Mm-hmm. Wow. And he sort of didn't know what to say. He was in shock at the time. He said, okay, do what you have to do. I'll be there this evening.
Give me the merchandising.
Billy and I all hugged each other and had the police department, one of the police department, and took us back to the house in Graceland.
All right.